the last, you know, Minnesota started the season 2-2, and then, you know, over that period of time, won 8 games until their last week's game. And I think over that time, the quarterback has really done a great job of taking care of the ball. You know, he's running the offense well. They've been pretty balanced. Adam Thielen has had a very fine season, and when Diggs was out, you know, he kind of picked up the slack there, and Rudolph has had a strong season, and they're doing a good job of moving guys in and out, and they're being very productive offensively, making, you know, they're great at third down, which is keeping drives alive, the quarter, whether it be the execution or the quarterback. He's done a nice job. And then conversely, you flip to the other side, I think that's the thing is, you know, they're doing a nice job, particularly on third down, which is really keeping the opponents from having the opportunity to drive the field to score. And, you know, throughout the football game, as you look at it, they have given up very few explosive plays occasionally, but very few of them. And so they're really making you earn everything. You know, they do a great job out there in coverage. Rhodes is having a fine season out there at the corner. Their safeties are experienced guys. They're really good football players, and they're getting a lot of mileage. The kid inside, the linebacker's playing his tail off. So a lot of good people.
Kind of built similarly defensively, right, where they're front, kind of on the front four to get pressure. Obviously, the two ends are playing at a high level at this point. What have you maybe seen out of Everson? And then Hunter's been pretty good, too.
Yeah, Hunter is big and long, and Everson, you know, he's got both power, strength, quickness. You know, you see he's, you know, he's a fine talent.
When you guys signed Terrence Newman here, people said, I don't know, he's getting up in age a little bit. And he's still doing it. When you watch, I mean, he's always been an incredible athlete, but are you amazed to see him still doing what he's doing?
Well, I think when you talk about going back to 03, when you consider that we were considering Terrence with the first pick in the draft, or maybe we move back a little bit, but to be that kind of, he was that kind of athlete coming out of Kansas State, so that we were considering at that spot. So, you know, it tells you the athleticism and so forth, and then the character of the man is so strong, and how he does things, and now he's, you know, he's moved inside, he's playing a little different role for them, and he's doing a nice job.
A guy like that, the effect just he can have on young players in a room, is that really one of the biggest things that he even brought here? Obviously, he's done that for the young guys up there as well.
Well, I think he did it. He's done a nice job of that. You know, I think throughout his, you know, I'm sure throughout his career, he's been one of those kind of guys. And, you know, he's one of those guys early on when Dre was a rookie to you know, kind of help Dre through the rough spots of getting an opportunity to play and so forth, and really being able to relate to that.
With that said, do you think he has a coaching future? Is he a guy that you think you?
I think Terrence is smarter than that. But, you know, he's been a coach on the field. Obviously, you know, he and Mike have had a great relationship. And you know, so that's great that he, you know, when they brought him back again this year. And so it's great for Terrence. Terrence is he's great for the building. And that was the one thing that was so impressive. You know, obviously he visited here in 03, but when he came back again, you know, and I was the one here who spent the time with him when he came in to visit, and when we signed him. And that was you know, a good opportunity to reconnect and just really get to know him again. And then the fact of watching the way he carried himself around here, that he didn't care that he was friends with the guy that was the number one draft pick to the last college free agent we signed. He would see Terrence with his arm around him, mentoring those guys all the time, which was impressive.
Zip has a great ability to, you know, players love guys like him. What is it about him? I mean, he's, you know, not exactly a warm and fuzzy guy, but what is it that draws players?
Well, I think he's warm and fuzzy to those that are warm and fuzzy to him. And that means doing the way you ask, you know, and I think that's important, you know. And, you know, he had Terrence as a young player there. And so, you know, when Dallas was going a different direction, you know, and he raised his name to me, and you know, I looked at Terrence, and I thought Terrence still could play, and we were able to work it out.
What do you best remember about Mike Zimmer being here?
Well, you know, Mike and I have been friends. Geez, we go back to 82, 83, and so we've spent a lot of time together, and, you know, a lot of good times, a little tough times, and so... got a chance to spend some time with him a few weeks ago. But, you know, he'll always be, you know, he's such a great football coach. And but he's also been a friend forever. And, you know, I can remember us being in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl and Adam was a young boy and we're riding on the bus together to practice or the game. I can't remember which it was, but and Adam was sitting with us between it, you know. So I mean, it's been, we go back, we have a lot of memories together from a long time ago, let alone, you know, the recent ones.
Marvin, you talked about your friendship with Mike. In a league where when things don't go well, fans want to see change, Mike Zimmer said it would be a tremendous loss if you weren't back with this organization. How do you receive that message, hearing him say something like that?
I guess I owe him a check, huh? No. I think, you know, we all realize, you know, well, when you sign up for these jobs, the thing is it's not forever. And, you know, and I think we all, you know, we accept that. But that's great. I appreciate that support from Mike. You know, we have a lot of good talks. You know, a few weeks ago when they were on bye week and I drove down the road and we spent some time together. So, but, you know, we spent a lot of time when we're not doing football together, which is, I appreciate his friendship that way. And, you know, when things don't go well for us, that's all we have is each other. You know, we don't, we still spend more time, you know, we spend more time, we don't spend less time. And I think that's the thing that we all relate to well. You know, I think everybody knows that, any coach that ever, you know, coaches snap.
Well, the reality is as well, I think for people on the outside, maybe they think that losing just becomes kind of a part of the way things are, but you as a coach, you hate losing.
No, we do. You detest losing more than hate. Hate's too easy.
How hard has this last couple of years been for you?
Well, it is, but it is unfortunately, that's why you relish, you know, for the 10 minutes when you win, and then you move on. And but that part feels good, and it's good a little bit the next day, but then you move on. And that's why coaches do it. We don't remember wins. We remember losses, unfortunately.
Slogan this year to the players, run on your own gas. Given the circumstances here now, is that maybe more appropriate?
I think it's still, Paul, very important, you know. And, you know, it's important to for them as professionals and what they do. And we've got to go win a game. And we're going to have to play our tails off to win the game. And we got to have great preparation, great focus, and, you know, this week to do it.